you're ditching the dating apps in 2024, you know what the you're gonna do? Do you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna go on Canva and order yourself some business cards.
Okay. Okay, first of all, she's not talking to us.
Bitch, we're ditching the dating apps in 2024. You know what the you're gonna do, bitch?
You know, she's not calling us female dog. Clever.
What the you're gonna do? You're gonna say, you look good. Hey, hey, take my card. And then on the back, whatever you want to put on, I put my picture and my Instagram handle. Because I can get some more followers on there, too. They listen to my music. Okay. But if you want to put like a little fake number, like a little text me now or whatever, do that. The dating apps are tired. We are young and we are turned and we are hot. And we are going to pursue people up to it. We're not going to have much of a conversation. You go up and be like, how old are you? Okay, here, take my card. And it says you look good. Tell me I'm not a genius. Tell me I'm not a genius. That's how you're going to get your bae, okay? Because it's life's too short to be online. Get
good morning, MGTOW men. I've just woken up. It's the middle of winter. I've just woken up at the crack of midnight. Work to do. I turned on MGTOW TV. And there's one of these fucking black bitches going, and you know what you mean? You gotta get out that girl and you gotta get that man. And he has to be a 20 out of 10. You know, 20 out of 10. He's got to be 6 foot six. He's got to have a 6 foot six cock. He's got to have a six figure bank account. You go, girl, you know. The big talons, you know, the fucking, fuck off, bitch. You know, why can't you cunts just not do that, you know? Why can't you fucking cunts just not do that, you know? Fuck off. You know, 30 plus, and they've been fucking around and fucking around and fucking around, and all I did was fuck around. All I did was fuck around while they were fucking around. You know? They wasted their time. They wasted their opportunity. They wasted, you know? You know? They wasted all their fucking, you know? This fucking delusional shit that women come out with. You know? Oh, God. They waste their fucking time. You know, it's like this thing of, what's it called? I made this comparator. Get a dictionary. Buy a dictionary. It's a book. It's a book with big words in it. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Look. This is the pride and joy. See that? Don't have words that you don't, things that are said or written that you don't understand. Don't have them go in one fucking ear and out the other and going, oh yeah, I'll fucking nod my head to that. You know? This is it. Look at that. You know, a word. Erbium. Erato. Stathenes. Eratosthenes. Greek scholar, geographer, astronomer. The first remaining... The first systematic geographer of antiquity. He counted... He accurately calculated the circumference of the earth and attempted less successfully to determine the size and distance of the sun and of the moon. Well, that's pretty good. You know what I mean? People, like, I think the thing with the sun, the distance to the sun and the moon, you know, the size and the distances to the sun and the moon, he didn't get it quite, you know, like, my God, it's within half a metre, you know, over 100 million, billion, trillion, zillion, you know, stone throws, you know. But he got it pretty accurate enough, you know what I mean? It's not a bad effort. You know, look at how he did and the methods. So this is why this is like... Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Erastothenes, somewhere up. It's somewhere up there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there it is, right next to my finger. So you can learn, these are, you know, these are really, really good books. Because if you read, you know, if you read one column a day, you'll learn something, and then you go and look it up. Well, how did he calculate it? What did he use, you know? How accurate was he? You know, where have we, you know, where, and there's a Collins Dictionary, you know, in the age of the internet. These are about, I suppose, you know, buying what, online and with delivery and that, these are about $120 each, see? And, you know, I picked this up at a charity shop for one fucking dollar. You know, look at the camera, Shane, not yourself. Don't look yourself in the eye, you look stupid. I picked it up from a charity shop for one fucking dollar. Basically brand new. You know? Fuck, you know? Yeah, so, you know, there's... Our education's, by and large... can be anywhere from non-existent. Fuck, I'll go off on this particular tangent. Our educations can be anywhere from non-existent to sort of fairly piss poor, and it can be the education system as a fucking, as an entity. It can be the people in the education system, you know. It can be problems at home that make it really screw you up and make it so hard to learn, you know. Oh, my God. And so, yeah. Oh, what's the word? So, you know, We'll go for the Australian one. It says, it's totally at random, you know. We'll pick that one. And these are like 2,000 page sort of books, you know what I mean? Oh. What an interesting coincidence. Police. A criminal organisation. They come with boomsticks and lying, scheming, scamming cunts of assorted IQs, generally low. Here's a word, Polglish, P-O-L-G-I, Polglish. An informal Polish containing a high proportion of words of English origin. Entomology. I don't know what this means. Entomology, C-20, from a blend of Polish and English. And police, the organised civil and force of a state concerned with maintenance of law and order, the detection and prevention of crime, etc. But that's a or noun. So you got to read these things properly. You know. But this is police, noun. Meaning, that's 1A, I'll put meaning in there, you know. 1A, the police, the organised civil force of a state concerned with maintenance of law and order, the detection and prevention of crime, etc. Meaning, B, the modifier, as a modifier, the A, a police inquiry. 2. Functioning as a plural. The members of such a force collectively. 3. Any organised body with a similar function, e.g. security police. 4. Archaic. The meaning, you know, for the fourth meaning is archaic. The regulation and control of a community, especially in regards to the enforcement of law and the prevention of crime, etc. 4B, the department of a government concerned with this, which is verb, transitive. 5, meaning number 5, to regulate, control, or keep in order by measure, by means of a police or similar force. Meaning 6, to observe or record the activity or enforcement of, you know, and the meaning is like a committee was set up to police the new agreement on picketing, meaning 7, US, to make or keep, in brackets, a military camp, etc., end of brackets, clean and orderly. Entomology, C-16, I don't know what this, I have to look up what the C-16, you know, it's got an index in it, you know what I mean? Let's look here. Oh, here it is. Right, okay. Dating. The entomology records the first known occurrence in written citation of a word in English. Words first appearing in the language during the Middle English period or later dated by century abbreviated see. You know, so it says, the writing of etymology, C-17. New Latin from Greek prophet, alluding to its praying posture, praying mantis, you know what I mean? But C-17 means the 17th century. That's from 1600 to 1700. You know, so I've learned something more. You know what I mean? These are fucking... Oh, what is it? Entomology, C16. So that's in the 16th century. So the first recorded so far, first recorded, found, you know, word police in the English language comes from... This is the brief version, you know what I mean? It's not like... You know, Anderson's treatise on, orderly conduct of the lands of the lords, you know what I mean? You know, Stropshire in 1578 or something, you know, Northumberland or some English sort of county or whatever, you know. So from the 16th century, so that's 1500... Anno Domini, which is the death of a Hebrew zombie, you know, in low Earth orbit, you know. And via French from Latin, so it comes from, found in the English language, and it's from France, and it's got a Latin base, which is politia, which stands for administration, government, see, polity. See? But you can dig into all these fucking details and find out absolutely so, you know what I mean? So to quote the Blues Brothers, the police are not just a bunch of retarded cunts going hot, 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 you know? So, you know, when you have 1,000 of them plus, you know, plus a couple of hundred, you know, what are those fucking arseholes coming into your own country, the traitors to the people of your own nation coming into this fucking country? Oh, what's that? You know, what's the words? Blank. I shouldn't talk in such sultry tones. What's that word? Not Interpol. The police. Oh, what's that sort of, you know, who are those fucking cunts? They come in, they go, they're an international kind of deployment, you know. They're the United Nations police, you know, the goon squad for the fucking kikes, you know. Yeah. So, when you have, you know, 700 or 800 fucking of the people of your own country, plus a couple of hundred more from the UN, you know, these fucking globalist fucking stooges shooting people, you know, and some of them at point blank range in the head with rubber bullets, around the Shrine of Remembrance. And around the city saying, you must obey our rules and take the fucking blood clot death shot, the death fucking vaccine, you know. They became traitors to the people of their own nation. You know, they're treason. It's treason. You know, and I saw a particular cop, and he'd be getting, you know, all these other cops, you know, returning, you know, not long after, all these other cops were turning up to his place in brand new, very, very, very expensive fucking cars. Four-wheel drives, you know, all this sort of stuff. And I'm thinking, geez, what a coincidence. Because the only friends that cops tend to have are other... The only friends that cops tend to have are other cops, you know. And, you know, they've all got, you know, Range Rovers and stuff like that, whereas on a normal cop's salary, they wouldn't usually be buying that sort of stuff. And you're thinking, geez, what a coincidence, you know. It's like paper boys. You know, people doing... You remember paper rounds when people, kids used to ride around with a basket or bags on their bicycle full of newspapers and pop them in everybody's letterboxes, all the fucking thing, you know? remember that? It's a bit like the fucking paper boys. It's a bit like the fucking paper boys turning up. You know, one day they've swapped out their, you know, pedal-type bicycle for a... You know, a brand new Harley or something, you know, to do the paper rounds on, you know. Oh, wow. Nice job. You know, so I reckon they, just off the top of my head, I reckon the cops all got like an $80,000 or $100,000 bonus or some shit, you know what I mean? At least $50,000 for doing that. Or they were earmarked, you know what I mean? We'll give you a fucking brand new car. So, you know, so you don't have to explain away how you got the new vehicle, you know? Sort of like $40,000, you know, or some fucking thing. You know? But I saw that and I thought, that's odd, you know? So, you know, the cops, these fucking cunts are taking big fucking bribes to shoot the people of, to round up the people of their own nation at gunpoint and fucking, you know, force them into compliance, you know. So anyway, you know, the traitors to the people of their own nation, fuck them, you know. You don't do that, and you don't serve it on the fucking people of your own country at gunpoint. So anyway, so that's the value of dictionaries. We've learnt a new word, police, and we can learn that it's from France. In the very, very tiny little, you know, one or two. We're not going to give, you know, 2 hours of explanation for every word, you know, in a 2,000-page dictionary, because it'll turn the 2,000-page dictionary into something like, you know, 60 or 80,000-page dictionary, which is like really big. You know, so anyway, I know some things. Anyway, so. What was I going on with? Yeah, so that's you know, some of the stuff, you know. Comes from some first recorded in the 1500s, you know. From 1500 to 1600, you know. And it comes from France, and it has its roots in Latin, you know, so you can look, that gives you the very fucking basic sort of stuff, and then you can find, if you want to look it up, you can find out where it was first recorded, and how it was traced back, you know, to where, when, and all this sort of stuff. And this is the benefit of books, you know, get a fucking, you know, and because Americans are so common, you know, you really are, get an Oxford English Dictionary, you know, MIFEKEYMOUSE. which was the main point of this fucking video, you know?